Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the most exciting day of the year for me personally. It beats Christmas Day, maybe not my birthday, but it is obviously the week of the Met Gala, and this is the pop-off Met Gala special. How are we doing?
We are doing good. Not as good as you, as I said, because you are in New York.
What?
Can you explain to the people what is going on in New York? Also, yeah, that's why it might sound a bit different too.
The huge. Because we're recording remotely. I think that's the
remotely.
Technical word that people wear.
It's giving working from home.
It's giving WFH. yes, I'm in New York. If you didn't know, if I haven't rammed it down your throats on enough social media already, I Instagram were like, do you want to come to New York for the Met Gala? Obviously not the actual Met Gala. I didn't actually go on the steps or into the gala, but I went to the Mark Hotel, which is the hotel that all the celebs get ready in.
Oh,
God, that penthouse, it was $75,000 a night. That I was watching.
What? Are you serious?
It was two floors, like 8-bedroom, like genuinely ridiculous. I was sat having like champagne and caviar. There was Chanel people there. There was Chanel people there doing manicures and like hand massages. And then we got gifts from Chanel Beauty. Like I was just like, this is genuinely ridiculous.
Wow.
And then I went down, and then obviously like it ended. The red carpet ended and I went down, and in the lobby, not in the lobby, in the like back bar of the hotel was Karl Lagerfeld, like the brand Karl Lagerfeld's after party. And I kept seeing like coming in from the Met, like in through the front and going through. And the lobby people obviously could tell that we weren't supposed to be there. Not that we weren't supposed to be there, but that we weren't like, do you know what I mean? Like we looked like deer in headlights. Like we looked ridiculous. So we were like, they kept coming over. They were like, you need to leave. Like you can't just stand in this lobby. Like you have to go. So I just, I don't want to say how in case anything gets struck back to me, but long story short, I then ended up getting into the party.
Jeez. Was it embarrassing not trying to get in or nah?
No, because
were you drunk?
I was drunk. I had so much Dutch courage, and I don't want to say how I did it because I don't know. I don't want to get back to me. I'll tell you later. The way I did it was just so sleek and chic, and like literally not a single. You know that it was chic because I was on the carpet for the party with the like paparazzi.
Like
they thought, I was someone. So like you know, like
really
in any event, there's like the carpet before the actual thing. Like it's not like paparazzi. It's like photographers have been told to stood there to take pictures of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, how's your week been?
And then, well, not nearly as good as yours. So wait, I want to know what celebrities you saw.
Okay. So, oh my God. So I don't want to, like, you know when people are like, oh, shut up, you're so nitty, like just name dropping.
No, sorry. This name drop right now. I want to know everyone.
Okay, so when I first arrived, I thought this was like my peak of the night. I was like, it's not getting better than this. When I first arrived, Gigi Hadid's car was the car in front of us. So we got out at the same time. And because it was like literally like 5 hours until the gala, and it was like just crazy like madness with like stylists and hairstylists and makeup artists, like all like scrambling in the lobby and like last minute's like, can you hear that siren? I swear to fucking
yes,
God.
I can. It sounds like New York. It just sounds like New York. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I thought London was bad. I cannot get a moment's peace in this
peace.
City. It's just
it is really the city that don't
noise.
Sleep.
I'm just like, shut up. You'd think that. But then I tried to order Panda Express on my first night at 9 p.m. and they were like, not available, only collection. I was like,
really?
For fucking New York, you should be more well-established.
And soundproof windows as well. Yeah. I'm surprised.
But yeah, so she was in because you had to just wait for the queue for the lift. Like you did everybody in there, obviously minus like me, but like was supposed to be there and someone. So it's like you can't just like skip to the front of the queue. Like so, I was like stood in the queue behind Gigi Hadid. Like, God, this stuff's taking a while, isn't it? And then at the party, who did I see at the party? It was like, I saw like, oh my God, I saw Amanda Lepore in person. I was gagged.
Who?
Amanda Lepore, you know, they're like, old, I think she was a supermodel with all the crazy fillers. You'd recognize her. She's like a fashion like icon from like, I think like the 80s or 90s.
Okay.
But other than that, there was like, I saw like Doja Cat, Cara Delevingne, Chris Appleton and Lucas Gage,
no.
Alton Mason, James Corden, like, because it wasn't like the official
oh no, not the British
party.
Off.
Yeah, in it.
James Corden, Lewis Ball.
who's going to come out on top? But it wasn't like the official one, because the official one was called like Après Met or something, which was like actually hosted by the Met Gala. Like this was like the brand Karl Lagerfeld's after party.
Yeah, because there was that. And then I saw Kylie Jenner had her own one as well.
Mm.
Was it like the Jean-Paul Gaultier one?
Yeah,
something?
And I think there was...
But I know that bitch goes home early.
Yes, especially she's got Stormy to look after, like...
Stormy.
But yeah, it was crazy. And then there's like nothing that I'll ever do again. So I was just like, you know what? Can take that one off the list, because it's not like... I'm going to be actually in there anytime soon.
Yeah, I know. That is low-key, like...
It's quite literally the closest.
Well, not bucket goals. Like, yeah, because I'm not going to write that down to think, oh, yeah, let me meet all these celebrities. But, like, yeah, that is so sick. Proud of you.
Thanks, babe. Enough about me, though. Let's speak about the people who are actually there and actually matter.
Yeah.
What did you think? General overall consensus of this year, what was yours?
So my general overall consensus would be ugly. Like I honestly thought that I thought the theme was absolutely hideous. Like black and white, you know, like whenever I have like a black skirt on, the last thing I'm ever going to put on is a white top. Wearing black and white is such a pet peeve of mine. Like I don't like it. I always think that it looks really weird unless it's like tweed or like mixed up like some of the other people that I'll get to. But generally overall, it was very 2010s, very ugly, very... I felt like I had color blindness watching everyone.
But I felt like that was because of the theme. Do you know what I mean? Like the theme
itself. And the theme is...
It
set the tone, I think.
But
so, the theme just set the tone.
Because it meant that, like, I don't know, I feel like there's so much more that can go wrong. Because this was such, like, a specific theme. Everybody, like, quite, I guess, as a general consensus, minus like, maybe, like, Kylie Jenner, everyone sort of stuck to it because it was an easy theme to stuck to, which meant that, like, everyone's outfits were cohesive and looked good. And, like, you didn't have to be stressing about, like, you know when, like, a theme's, like, camp or, like, Heavenly Bodies and you need to, like, pull out, like, tricks and gags and, like, oh, I've got to, like, be the most jaw-dropping. It meant that just people can...
Yeah, that's why it makes it fun, though, because it's like a circus.
So much space for shit to go wrong when it's like that. Whereas when it's just, like, a classic...
But when shit goes wrong, it's the best.
Yeah, true. There was a bunch of people who was there for the first time this year. Did you see Paris Hilton?
I can't believe that was her first time.
Same.
Because I know that for a long time it's always been, why is Paris Hilton not here? And she's someone that did meet it because she is still in 2010s in a way, isn't she? Like everything that she does, she's sliving, she's sliving. So yeah, I think it kind of worked for her. Like and especially, do you know what worked for her the best is the fact that she wears those like fingerless gloves.
Mm. I saw it's because she was wearing Marc Jacobs, but she did the actual carpet with Marc Jacobs. Did you see that video of they're filming and someone says something and he goes because she's fucking Paris. It's so good. I'm gonna send you the TikTok.
No, I haven't
edit.
Seen that.
It's so funny.
Please.
If you search like Paris Hilton Met Gala carpet edit, it'll probably come up on TikTok if you want to see it yourself. but I really liked her outfit. I thought the dress was nice, how it was like leather into the sequin. The only thing I didn't like is those fuck off huge chunky shoes that her and also Kim Petras, who was with Marc Jacobs, they both wore these huge like platform.
And so did Kendall as well. No?
Yeah. I just hate chunky heels like that. I just feel like it's a bit like micro trendy and cheap and tacky. But then I also do know that like Marc Jacobs' style of shoe, like he quite often has a big chunky silhouette.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I think I'll have to disagree with you. Only because that is like the Marc Jacobs shoe. Mm. Anyone else that does that, I mean, careful because the goth girls might get onto you because they might start saying they started that, but...
But I didn't mind it on Paris because it was like, it's very like, like Bratstall Y2K, that style of shoes. So it like it sort of tied in with Paris by being very like Chanel and Karl Lagerfeld inspired, but then with like a twist of her on like the shoe. Like it kind of made sense with Paris. Yeah. Like, I actually thought Paris did a really good job because I think she had more room to mess up than like she had a higher chance of messing up than higher chance of actually like serving, because everybody would be so quick to jump down and say it's
to judge. Packs.
Yeah,
who else came for the first time?
Carisha, Young Miami.
Yes, she did. And she came with Diddy. And did you know that those two actually left early because Diddy said like he was sitting in front of like a pillar or something like that. So he was like, I've got shit seats, like I'm leaving early.
Have you seen the videos on TikTok of how Anna Wintour decides that there's like a film, I still really want to watch it. It's called First Monday in May, of like Anna Wintour like getting ready for the Met. And the way that she does that seating arrangement is so fucking brutal. Like there's like a clip of her and she goes, Solange Knowles, put her on the shit table. Like
Beyonce's own sister. Huh?
Yes. It's crazy. I'm so fascinated by her as a character because everybody says that she's shit at her job and she's not actually good and she has no like, that she's just rude and she doesn't actually, let me mince my words a little, but like, do you know what I mean? There's so many stories of her and everybody says that she's shit at it. So I'm just like, how has she like maintained like this for so long and no one's just been like, you need to like fucking leave this position now?
That's the thing as well. And when's it gonna like kind of end? Because I feel like that's why I kind of find it mad that they've done a Karl Lagerfeld theme, because he has like plenty of controversy around him, so much. So that's why I find it very like old school, size zero, Victoria's Secret runway, like that type of vibe. But at the end of the day, if you're invited to the Met Gala, like, are you going to turn it down? Because I was thinking to myself, nah, like, this theme is shit. If someone called me up last week and said, by the way, you're coming to the Met Gala, I would not say no. And you could put me in a... Who had the shittest outfit? Whoever's it was, put me in theirs.
I watched a video which sort of explained Karl Lagerfeld's history. And he used to be, like, tied up to a tree. And like by his mum, and like he had this crazy upbringing, and apparently like a lot of what he said, like, you know, not that I'm defending it at all, he's obviously like I see you next Tuesday, like the stuff he said is disgusting, but apparently he played into a character loads to say the controversial stuff. But do you know what was so fucked up is that Anna Wintour did an interview like a year or two ago, and I don't even know how long ago it was, it could have been really recent, and they were like, how, if there was one person who's dead right now who you want their opinion on the current state of the world, who would it be? And Anna Wintour was like Karl Lagerfeld. And everyone was like, girl, like, come on.
Really?
Like, he was fatphobic, homophobic, like, just derogatory to everyone. And she's like, if there's one person who needs their opinion on the current state of the world, it's him. Like,
oh, my gosh. But it's so old school, though. I just feel like half the people... Like I guess like it is her that has the final decision, but I also think that she kind of like plays into something more than what she is. I don't really think that like it's a whole like business. Like at the end of the day, it's people making money. It's definitely not down to one person. It's just like fucking royalty, really, isn't it? Like the Queen doesn't have a lot of say in anything. She's just there to be the face, and Anna Wintour just kind of suits it. But I don't know.
Did you see Anna Wintour's outfit?
It's gonna be someone else, I guess. Yeah, it was ugly. She always dresses ugly, though.
But you know what? I thought it was better than most of her other outfits. So I was like, okay. I mean, it's still ugly, but it's like, if my grandma wore that, I wouldn't be horrified. Whereas with some of those other outfits she's worn before, if my grandma wore that, I would, like, burst into tears.
I guess so, but I want to know... Maybe it's because I just don't really have, like... I never know like the background of why she's wearing something, and I couldn't really care less anyways. But like, she didn't wear her sunglasses and stuff. But I don't know, like, I'm not expecting her to be some crazy fashionista.
Yeah.
But it is always like grandma's curtains type vibe, you know?
Oh my God, it was also Doja Cat's first Met Gala. That video of
her
vaping.
Oh my God, yes.
The video of her vaping in the background of the interview.
She is, I love her, and everyone's like, no, she's doing too much, blah, blah, blah. I love Doja Cat. I honestly think that she was supposed to be Karl Lagerfeld's cat, so, and I think she was fantastic at being the cat, and she gave very cat answers. She's very, just Doja, and what I like about it as well is, I did see a TikTok before it was a Met Gala, and someone was like predicting, and obviously the trend being Karl Lagerfeld, people kind of wanted it to be like taken the piss out of, and because he wasn't obviously a nice person. So I feel like she just doesn't really take a lot seriously, and like she's just trolling all the time, and I feel like she's the biggest troll.
I read somewhere that I don't know if this is true, so don't come fight me if it's not true, but apparently Anna Wintour has to veto every outfit. Like, she has to say whether it's like not acceptable, but like she has, so
really.
Yeah, so everybody was like, oh my God, there's going to be so many people who turn up in like sweatpants to like take the piss out of that. And I was like, there's not. Like, you're invited to a prestigious event. You aren't arriving and doing something like, do you know what I mean?
Like you want, yeah. But how was that guy allowed to take his bicycle in?
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was so fucking random. But it's just like, that's just like so cringe to accept the invite, pay the money to go just to take the piss out of the team. Like, if you're going to go, just like respect anyway, regardless of how shit the person is, the designs, and you can appreciate the actual dresses and take inspiration from that and make something nice out of it without actually like, do you know what I mean? Like that, did you see Jeremy Pope, who had that huge like train cape of Karl Lagerfeld's face and it went all the way down the stairs?
Yeah.
I hated that. I was like, that is so fucking ugly.
It's so tacky. It's so tacky, isn't it, though? It's giving like, Hailey Bieber.
I just look at that and I'm like, that's like a, like, okay, we don't need to dick ride him. Like, he wasn't, like, this is ridiculous.
He wasn't a god.
It's like, oh my God, this is so good. It's so on theme. I'm like, is it? He literally just read Karl Lagerfeld, so Googled Karl Lagerfeld and put a picture of him on a cape rather than like going into like the archives and taking inspiration from actual designs. Like,
yeah. But talking about designs, for me, my favorite designer would have been Thom Browne. Like, he honestly has, and it's very you as well. Well, let me just say that the outfit that was very Lewis on a, I feel like, going out was obviously ASAP Rocky. But I think if you were to go to...
Wait here, because look at this.
See?
I almost wore the red kilt that ASAP Rocky had on yesterday. I tried it on with my suit, and I was just like, actually, this is doing too much. I'm just going to wear the shorts and boots instead. Could you fucking imagine if I broke it on the internet before ASAP Rocky did?
Oh my God, yeah, it's been all ASAP Rocky. No, it was banging. And then if you're the designer that you would be best in, would definitely be Thom Browne. Like, Thom Browne bodied it. He done Olivia Rodrigo, who was like one of my fave dressed, and he done I don't know if they're K-pop stars. I don't know.
Wait, who?
That could be. I don't know what their names are. That could be racially motivated because
a supermodel. I don't know where they're from. There was a supermodel called Sora Choi. I think you say it. Sora Sora Choi, and she had the whole like blazery sort of thing, which looked really good. But my
favorite
was
that from Thom Browne as well.
Yeah. My favorite from Thom Browne.
Oh yeah, then it would have been her. Sorry.
Teyana Taylor, and I could see you in Teyana Taylor's outfit. It was.
Oh, it was Teyana Taylor's Thom Browne.
Yeah, the like structured like tweed.
Oh yeah. No, that was also my top favorite as well. I made a TikTok today, and it was so her because like she loves to show off the fact that she has that fucking beeline, and it was so her. Because the cutouts, everything. And that's why I just think, like, if you're dressing shit, then you obviously just have shit style, because these people definitely do have some type of input in this, because Teyana Taylor always says, I wish Zendaya was there because I would have loved to see what she wore. Do you know why she wasn't there?
No, I don't. But it doesn't surprise me that she wasn't there. I feel like her and, like, ever since she's had the, like a second blow up, like, I feel like people who, like, they have their, like, first blow up and they're famous, and then there's just like something that switches, and they're just like, for example, like Miley Cyrus has always been famous, but for some reason now all of a sudden she's hailed as like an so famous, like that song Flowers was everywhere, and now all of a sudden I was just like, when did we all switch and be like Miley Cyrus is like an A-list star for the history books? And I feel like Zendaya's had that switch now, so she's like, I don't need to do the stuff like that. Like,
yeah, I guess so.
But everybody was like, oh my God, Blake Lively's not there. I don't eat at Blake Lively's looks at the Met Gala. I think then she's had some nice ones and she's had some iconic ones, but every year I'm not like, I need to see Blake Lively.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't stand out to me as a person. So when I say people talking about these people, like her, Olivia Wilde, like who are these like middle-aged people, please?
Did you see Olivia Wilde was wearing the same dress as someone else, and like someone was wearing the black version. She was wearing the white version.
Yes, and someone said that she just looks like a period pad or like a Tampax advert or something. Because like the front was.
I don't understand why everyone hates her, because I'm not into like films and I don't understand the whole context of like. Just like shit like that. Like I never understand, because also like apparently we aren't supposed to like Jared Leto. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, no, but that's because he's an actual weirdo.
Yeah,
right. I saw some TikToks and I was like, oh. Okay,
but that's what I mean, because I'm not tapped into the film / TV acting director sort of side of pop culture. I don't know why we hate Olivia Wilde. I don't know why we hate Jared Leto. I just like hear that we're supposed to, and I'm like, you know what? You people probably know more than me, so I'm just gonna blindly agree. Like.
Just follow the train.
Literally, Olivia Wilde will come out. I'm like, fuck that bitch and fuck you too. And I'm like, but what did she do?
We're just like behind. Let's take a quick break, and after this, we'll be talking about our best number one and worst dress. See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Obviously, we just briefly touched on me and A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky, what is going on?
A$AP
Rocky.
He's American.
Almost winning. But we need to properly get into A$AP and Riri's look. Starting with A$AP, I literally loved it. Like, he was my third best dressed male.
But wait, can we just start from the beginning? Can we start from him jumping over that gate and nearly blinding that girl? We forgot about this. Like, this guy, so I saw this tweet, and someone was like, if a billionaire's boyfriend ever jumped over a gate knocking off my glasses, I would sue the shit out of him. And I can't believe that she did not sue the shit out of this man. She put up like a tweet or like, she done like a story time, you know how they love it, about how what happened and whatnot, and just saying that she's completely fine, blah 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 blah. Like her glasses weren't broken and all of that stuff, mate. If that was me, my glasses would be broken, I'd be blind, and glass would have gone in my fucking eye.
I saw her one being like, she like basically, if you haven't seen, he like fled over and put his hand in some girl's face to get over the barrier, and she tweeted I saw the picture she tweeted, and someone quoted it being like, girl, you're supposed to be on the floor in a stretcher right now.
No, for real. Yeah, she done that all wrong, but
he's crazy. And did you see the video of this is random ass video, and I don't like everyone's making such a discourse out of it, and I'm just like, there is no need to have this much conversation about this one moment, but like everybody was shouting, like screaming Rihanna's name, and someone, like a reporter, goes, ASAP, I'm shouting your name because someone deserves to. And Rihanna turns around, she goes, don't go hating. And everybody was like, no, Rihanna's calling the girl a hater. And then people are like, no, she's saying, like, don't go hating. And I was just like, why do we need to speak about this? Like, Twitter needs to make every single, like, have you seen the conversation about that girls who were bullying that person who's taking a picture? You have to.
I tried to get into this, right? And then I was like, no, I need to do this thing where I just actually do go to sleep. So I couldn't actually get. Yeah, I need to get into it and actually find. But, like, Cardi B got involved in that as well, didn't she?
And it's just, like, we do not need to make everything into some huge conversation about, like, everything. Like, I'm just like, oh, my God, does anyone... I mean, we're saying this as if we don't gob off
about everyone and everything.
But it doesn't have to be. Like, I was just like, both these people are losers and attention seekers, just like fucking, anyway, they weren't at the Met Gala, so there's no point speaking about them. I love A$AP Rocky's look. I loved all the stacked Gucci belts. They were so good.
Yeah, they were so good. But at the same time, I just felt like it was nice, but it wasn't anything that, like, I was like, whoa, this is Met Gala. I would have liked to be in something more like what Diddy was wearing. I think Diddy's outfit was insane. He had that insane cape on. And imagine if, like, he incorporated the... Because I know, obviously, he loves the Scottish, like, the Scottish culture. If he incorporated some of that tartan into, like, the cape or something. I just feel like it could have been a bit more interesting. It was giving, like, I've seen that outfit before of them coming out of Nobu, I'm so sure.
No, I do get that. But, like, it wasn't, like, crazy, crazy interesting. And if he was stood on his own, I feel like people wouldn't have cared that much. But that's why I kind of like it, that he's still, like, doing something fun and not being completely boring. But he knows at the same time he's with Rihanna and he needs to let Rihanna shine, and it's not about him.
Yeah.
Like, he knows that his, like, partner is the focal moment, and he's letting her do her thing without trying to overshadow her. But he's still not just coming in like a plain suit. Like, he's still giving it something.
Yeah.
What did you think of Riri's look?
Rihanna, Riri's look was... I think it was good. Like, I think, I don't know, I'm not unsure about the glasses. Like, it was giving, like, you know, those weird people that, obviously it was for a reason, but it was giving, you know, those weird people that put lashes on their car, like, it looked like that.
Yes, I saw that. Someone was like, Rihanna looks like someone's Fiat, like someone's Fiat 500 who is a 30-year-old and takes their nursing job so seriously. Like,
I'm dead.
But it literally did look like this big eyelashes.
Yeah, I think she did look good though. I really liked her dress. I'm assuming that she was going for more like, because he was like really into bridal wear or something like that. I don't know the ins and outs of Karl Lagerfeld's fashion history.
If I am correct, every last dress, I'm pretty sure every closing dress in a haute couture show is a bridal dress. So a lot of his shows, so he's had lots of iconic pieces come from bridal dresses. So that's why there was lots of like takes on bridal dresses and like obviously like that kind of stuff, like Alton Mason's take, which I thought was so good, in the like lace jumpsuit with the huge veil and like the boots.
Oh right, yeah. But in terms of that, like I did enjoy it. She said that one flower took 30 hours to do.
That is ridiculous.
I don't know. I think it looks a bit like kind of simple. Not just the flowers, though, to take 30 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit ridiculous.
I was a little bit more, under one was not the word, because I really like the outfit, but, like, I was really intrigued before she came out if she was going to do, because you know how all her street style looks recently have been, like, so centered, like, all her street style looks, like, accentuates the bump, and she, like, loves wearing low-waisted and little crop tops, and I was, like, so excited to see if she was going to do something fun with the bump. Obviously, she doesn't have to, she can do what she wants, but obviously the dress was just, like...
She did for the after party.
Yeah.
She did. I think that's where the looks did, like, some of the looks were a lot nicer.
Yeah.
At the after party, I did like them.
Kardashians, do we want to get into them?
Yeah, let's get into the Kardashians. So, obviously, we can't keep their names out of our mouths.
You should get the orange soda. It's amazing.
Keeping up with the Kardashians. There's
obviously no better time to talk about them than the Met Gala. They weren't actually supposed... Well, the rumours were that they weren't supposed to be coming to the Met Gala. And when I say they, I thought everyone wasn't supposed to be coming, not only just, like, Chris and, like, the boyfriends and whatnot. Like, Kylie, Kim, and who else was there?
Kendall.
I think the most important three.
That's what I said. They were like, obviously Kim and Kylie are the most notable figures from the Kardashians. Kendall is a high fashion girl. The three of them do make sense. Khloe and Kourtney just don't give Met Gala. I'm sorry, they don't.
No. It seems like they don't even give a shit enough.
I just don't think... I don't know. I mean, obviously, when that rumor first went around, we said it back in the podcast a few episodes back. We were just like, they are obviously going to be there. Like, they are not going to be there. But I was sad that Chris wasn't there, because I think that Chris, with this theme, could have done something so fun, like going in like as like a drag king Karl Lagerfeld.
Or like, do you know that You've Been Chris meme, which we'll insert somewhere, You've Been Chris meme. If she done that, that is so like Karl Lagerfeld. I don't know if she has glasses in that, but if she sat on a pair of glasses, that would have been it.
Do you not think Kendall's look was giving me gitchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah, ga, ga, you've just been Chris. Like, the collar and the colour was just like...
Oh, yeah.
It's the first thing I saw. First thing I saw, thought in my head when I saw that look, it was like, oh, my God, it literally looks like the Chris Jenner meme.
I was just thinking more, it just looks like a 2010s, like, shit show.
She is so fucking tall. Oh, my God.
She is. I really liked... the conversation that her and Kylie were having with Emma Chamberlain as well. Everyone was like, oh my God, they make them seem like actual, like, normal human beings.
I have to say, Emma Chamberlain is so good at that job. Like, it makes sense why they brought her back for 3 years. The way that she can, like, control a conversation without making it about her, and she can, like, speak to these people and get them to, like, speak as if they're good friends. But, like, I feel like a lot of the time, like, especially when you're doing something like the Met Gala and like you're the interview person. Like, I don't know if anyone remembers when Liza Koshy did it a few years back. She was just so obnoxious and like just saying like pre-rehearsed jokes and trying to make like memes and moments of herself. And I was just like, Emma just does it so effortlessly. And I'm not even a big Emma Chamberlain fan, but the one thing that I will back her on is that. But her outfit this year was fucking trash. Doing.
Oh, her outfit was so bad, bless her, man. The blue was... The black, not so bad, but the blue was...
It was just...
It's so childish, isn't it?
And the slit up to the thigh. Like, I'm not saying all slits are cheap, but that slit just, like, cheapened the look so much and just made it look something, like, not special. Like, I don't know. It was...
Yeah.
She wasn't giving. And I didn't think any of the Miu Miu girls were giving. That Sydney Sweeney dress was... Just like it literally.
Oh, it's
like,
so boring.
It just looks like an elongated Miu Miu off the rack dress. Like, it was just not. I said on my TikTok, I was like, if I had to close my eyes and blindfoldedly guess what Sydney Sweeney was going to wear to the Met Gala, I would have literally guessed that exact dress. Like,
yeah. To do Kim Kardashian's dress though, I was umming and ahhing about it, and then when someone was like, you know, I don't know if it's from the meme of her of. Chris being like, oh, you're doing amazing, sweetie, but it's one bit where she in like old Kardashians where she's wearing like all the pearls and everything, which is literally like what the dress is. I thought it kind of looked cool, and she always like shows off her figure, as she should, because the bitch is doing the most. I swear she's taking out ribs. Like, someone was like, she's taking out ribs and taking diabetes tablets or some mad shit like that. Don't know if that is true. But
Kylie, I thought, looked tiny
far.
As well. Kylie looked so small. I was like, oh my God, she's lost so much weight. Not that I hate speaking about people's bodies, but like the Kardashians do accentuate their bodies a lot to the point where it's like part of the outfit.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a video of her getting into Jean Paul Gaultier where they're like doing up the, you know, corset and whatnot. They just give Victorian era.
I wasn't gagging over Kim's, but I never do at Kim. I think her, Kim's Met Gala looks are never anything special for me. And this year in particular, I liked the hair was dreadful. The hair genuinely looked like an 18-year-old's birthday girl's hairstyle. Like the updo with the two strands.
I can't even remember.
So it was literally just like a bun updo with two curved strands. Like, it looked like they were going to fucking like Libertine for her birthday. and I hated she obviously had that on like satin shapewear corset thing underneath. I don't know if it was Skims or not. And obviously she was specifically going for a color that wasn't her skin tone, so you could see it. But I was just like, the color is just clashing too much with this. I wasn't liking it.
I feel you.
And
yeah, I feel you.
Kylie didn't follow the theme.
She didn't follow the theme, but I did see that she did. Pay homage to some guy, I don't know, some black writer that you always used to wear.
Andre Leon
and Karl Lagerfeld always, yes. And Karl Lagerfeld always used to design the capes for him. So I guess it is kind of on theme.
So I saw that as well, but I was just like, That's not following a theme. That is you wanting to wear this outfit and trying to find a tenuous link to link it back. Do you know what I mean? But I thought the outfit itself was stunning, and I loved how the coat, when she took it off, was part of, was a trick. Like, the coat was... it was so sick, the design of it.
Yeah, that's what I liked, but I didn't like... I thought the actual red dress was just so boring. I hate a red dress on the carpet. Like, no one understands how much I hate that. Like, it's so boring. It's so overdone. Like, just... You can't make... Unless it's, like, a... different type of oxblood red, but like a bright red is just not doing it for me on the carpet. Like, why are you the same color as the actually maybe not the that Met Gala carpet, but can we talk about the interior for 1 second as well? Was they plastic bottles that were made up of the chandeliers?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I don't know if you've ever noticed in the Nando's in Peckham, they have the lights are bottles.
They I haven't noticed that. I've only been in there once hungover.
You've only been to Nando's in Peckham once?
Yeah, I don't rate Nando's like that to be spending that much money on chicken and chips.
Yeah, it's fucking expensive. I don't know. I will shag Nando's. I love.
I would have a Nando's black card though.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, the interior. I liked the steps when I first saw them. I thought they were quite sweet, but then I don't think they translated very well in pictures for like red carpet pictures. Do you know what I mean? I think they were beautiful stairs, but I think it just looked a bit clinical in. Like outfit pictures.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously we said a few of the Kardashians weren't there. There was also no influencers there this year. No Addison Rae. No, obviously Emma was there, but Emma was part of
Charlie.
Folk, but no.
Wait, is Charli D'Amelio ever been there?
No, but Dixie's been at least once, maybe twice.
Dixie,
Avani girl from TikTok went last year. Like, but apparently it's because Instagram and YouTube were sponsors of the event for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, Chanel and I want to say Fendi, but I'm not 100% sure on that. It's a Chanel and another fashion house were the sponsors this year. So Instagram and YouTube didn't have like a list of invites. And that's why there was no influencers.
Yeah. Do you think it's a good thing that influencers aren't there or nah?
Here's the thing. I think that it's like a bit of a muddy line because it's like, okay, in one half, like, yeah, they aren't as famous as these people. But then at the same time, it's something crazy. Like, Addison Rae was the third most talked about person at the Met Gala last year. Like, because everybody was saying, why is she there? So it's like, well, she obviously is notable enough if people care that much about her being there, even if it's like a negative caring, like. Because if people really didn't care about her, no one would even like, the press pictures wouldn't even appear. I feel like it's like a thing where it's like, if it's done tastefully, I don't mind it. But I'm not like overly against it or overly for it. I don't get that picky and fussy when it comes to why are they at the Met Gala? They shouldn't be at the Met Gala, because at the end of the day, it's such a long process getting in, and it's not up to the person individually. It's up to like companies or brands, or if a designer wants to take someone, or if Vogue wants to invite someone, or if someone's co-chairing. Like, these people know what they're doing and talking about. Like, I'm sure us sat home at our bedroom being like, you shouldn't be at the Met Gala. No, don't know more than the people who are running it. Like,
yeah, no, I totally agree. There's so many people that are invited to the Met Gala that people don't even know about. Like, when you get onto another side of TikTok of people talking about Met Gala looks and stuff like that, I didn't even know that half of these people were fucking invited, but it's only because these people are talking about them. That's why I know. And there's people that are being photographed. Like, who was in, was it Viola Davis? I've not seen anyone like even speak about her, but like, if you're interested in Viola Davis, like, you're going to know that, you know? The youngies are interested in Charli D'Amelio and, you know, influencers not being invited or being invited. So that's what's going to be spoken about most on the internet, which is usually controlled by us. So
point, evidence, explanation.
I totally agree with you though.
Right, to finish it off, should we give our top one and bottom one look of the whole entire evening? Oh my god, please, can we just before we finish speak about Ice Spice?
I was just about to talk about her. let's talk about Ice Spice, baby. What were you going to say? Go on, tell him.
I have such a thesis on this. So basically, obviously, the dress is trash. Like, we can call it a spade a spade. The dress is trash. The dress looks cheap. It doesn't look like it's Balmain, but it doesn't. I mean, it's very like classically Balmain, but like it looks badly made. Even the nude illusion up to the neckline was like not working. Facially, her best makeup I've ever seen her in. That lip color looked so good on her. Hair was gorgeous. Fucking hated that clutch bag that looked like something from Claire's Accessories. That was absolutely ridiculous. That the camera.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was like a camera. It was. It was disgusting.
Oh yeah.
But what I have to say about it is, not she is literally basically like 8-9 months into her career, and she's at the Met Gala doing a literal campaign with Vogue and eBay, which was run in the live stream. Like, she can have a bad fucking
insane.
Outfit.
It's okay
for her to do that. Like,
yeah, she's actually killing it though, but like in the most confusing way. I feel like every time I speak about her, I honestly don't not like. I don't know. Like, I just, the thing is, I get why she's famous, because she has bangers. There's no lie being told there. But I feel like she is honestly like just a product of social media and being having more of a, I don't know, like music, obviously a music career in social media. But I just hope that she just doesn't get like dropped from all of this stuff when people just don't care as much anymore. That will make me sad.
Yeah, I really worry that there is a big sort of risk of like, because she's just had so much hype pushed into her so quickly that it will just like, you know, like it happened. You can think of so many people where it's one hit wonders, the wrong word, because obviously she had Boy's a Liar, which was huge, and Nicki jumped on the Princess Diana remix, which boosted, but she's not actually had like loads of. So I'm just a bit like, I'm scared for the longevity, especially when brands, I hate when brands do this thing where it's like, we spoke about it obviously last episode, but she's relevant at the moment, so let's just chuck her on the face of everything, and then you're not giving her any space to like grow and do more things, and like, if you're chucking everything at her in the first year.
Can you honestly imagine how overwhelming she must feel? Jeez.
Literally.
She's gone from the Bronx to Met Gala. She's on the other side of New York, baby.
Literally.
Okay, so getting into our worst dressed, who was yours?
So I have, my worst dressed male was Jack Harlow.
Oh, I haven't even seen Jack Harlow.
You don't need to. It's just the most nondescript, something that a Love Islander would wear to like the NTAs. Like, I am like, oh my God, wait, there's one last person. Actually, I'll include them in my best dress, but yeah. And worst dressed female for me was Irina Shayk with the ballet flats and the god awful like bedsheet dress.
Those are scary.
Best dressed female would probably go to maybe Cardi's actual on the carpet look. I think that was my favorite from a female. And my favorite male was probably, I want to say Alton Mason, but I also just want to give a shout out to Jacquemus and Bad Bunny in that custom Jacquemus backless suit, which was fucking gorgeous. And those two men are so sexy.
Yes.
Yeah, they're mine. Yes. What about you?
So I would say, I'm just like refreshing my memory. So mine's kind of hard because I kind of just thought the whole thing was really ugly anyway, but I would say like, honestly, like, Emma Chamberlain would be, like, I hate to say this, but, like, honestly, the worst. Like, it was honestly just not it. I love you, Emma, if you ever watch this. But honestly, it was just not it. And I would say my best dress, I want to say it's Michaela Cole, but it's not on theme. So I don't really, like, yeah, like, she looks amazing, but it's just, you're at the wrong party, babe. That's all I've got to say about that. But then also Teyana Taylor. Mm-hmm, I'm just looking at my phone because I'm just, like, refreshing my memory. Teyana Taylor and, oh, God, it's really hard. It's really hard. I would say, yeah, Teyana Taylor would be my
I also love,
and I really did like Young Miami as well.
Yes, Young Miami was great. I also loved my final best dressed nominee, Jennie from Blackpink. She had.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen her. What was she wearing?
Archive Chanel, this like white mini dress with like black gloves, black. You would have hated it because you hate white and black. You would not. You are not gonna like this when you search.
Oh, I do know. Yeah. This girl here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah. Thoughts is, it's on theme. Like you can't be mad. Like it's on theme, you know. And the theme was ugly. So I guess. No, but she did look good, I think. I thought for best dress for me, for men, would be probably Diddy. Like, I think he looked really, really cool. The worst dress for men, I don't know. There weren't really a lot of men there.
Lil Nas X was bad, I just remembered.
Oh, Lil Nas X. I just hate Diamante. Like nakedness where you still like have pants on, like I can see them, they're right there.
Yeah, it wasn't
that and pisses me off.
Like the shoes were disgusting as well, those silver boots.
Oh my god, what shoes was he wearing?
Like silver chunky boots, like,
and I can see the gap as well.
Yeah, like actually could have been from New Look, like
yeah. So that was our Met Gala wrap up. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our opinions and you better agree with them all, because obviously next year we'll be invited. Pop off, we'll have a little section at the Met Gala.
Oh my God, we should be there doing the live interviews.
Yes, me and Lewis doing live interviews. Goals, if you want to follow me on Instagram and YouTube, it's at Isla Loba. And if you want to follow me on TikTok, it is at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. And you can also find the Pop-Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop-Off Podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts and who you thought was the best dressed at the Met Gala. So make sure you drop us a DM or a comment.
And you can tweet us using the hashtag Pop-Off Podcast.
Make sure you subscribe and rate the show a 5 stars because that's very appreciated. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye.
See ya.
Pop-Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.